He just really needs a job. He'll stay in the bunkhouse. Unless there's something you're not telling me, our property is a drug-free zone. Zachariah, our farmhand, gave a snort of laughter. Coffee is our drug, Mrs. Shipley, but we're in pretty deep. She reached over and gave Zach's wrist an affectionate squeeze. My mother was good at taking in strays, and Zachariah was her most successful acquisition. But they couldn't all be Zachariah's. I felt my blood pressure notch higher at the idea of adding a drug addiction to our long list of difficulties, like I needed one more complication. Since my father passed away 3 years ago, my mother and I ran the farm together. I made all the farming decisions, what to produce and where to sell it. But make no mistake, Mom kept the place running. She did the books. She fed me and our farmhand Zach, my three younger siblings, my grandfather, and whichever seasonal employees were around. And when apple picking season began 5 weeks from now, she'd run our busy pick-your-own business, while somehow feeding an army as our workforce quadrupled. So my very capable mother had every right to make a quick hiring decision, and we both knew it. Still, her choice of hires made me nervous. He's 22, Griff. She crossed her arms, waiting me out. The young man is clean, as they say. He's off drugs, but nobody else is going to take a chance on him. And we'd only take him on for the growing season and through the harvest, 16 weeks tops. Right. The 16 most crucial weeks of my year. A smart man knows when to back down to his mother. She'd obviously made up her mind already, and the day was getting on. Okay, I capitulated. We'll set him up in the bunkhouse when he shows up. Call me and I'll give him a tour. Let's go, Zach. I stood, grabbing my baseball cap, and Zach did the same. Carrying our dirty plates, we exited through the kitchen where my sister May was tidying up. She was on summer break from law school. Did the twins move the chickens? I asked by way of a greeting. Yes, Captain, my sister snarked. They're outside already. Thanks. I gave her elbow a squeeze as I passed by to make up for my lack of manners. At times, I could be an overbearing grouch, especially during the growing season, and my sisters were quick to call me on it. Hey, Griff, May called after me as I opened the door. Do you still plan to send Taunton off to freezer camp today? I'll need a heads up. I paused in the doorway. Good question. Butchering the pig would be a lot of work, and I didn't really have the time. Then again, next week would be the same story, if not worse. Yeah, we should get it done, unless the day gets crazy. I'll give you some warning so you can heat the water. May gave me a salute, and Zach and I went outside. Scanning the property, I spotted the twins in the back meadow beyond the bunkhouse. They were moving the portable electric fence we used to keep our chickens safe from predators, and probably squabbling over something. At 17, they were a decade younger than I was. A year from now, I'd be paying both their college tuitions, and not a day went by when I didn't worry about it. I gave my property the usual critical glance. The big, aging farmhouse where I'd grown up was in good shape for now. We'd redone the roof and the paint last year. But on a farm, there was always something going awry. If there wasn't a problem with the farmhouse, it would be the stone bunkhouse, or one of the dairy barns, or the cider house, or the tractor. And even if nothing broke down today, there were business decisions in my near future. I needed to reinvest in the farm, yet we also needed cash. Somehow, I needed to guide the farm toward greater profitability without borrowing a pile of money. If only I knew how to do that. With a sigh, I turned to Zach. You want the fences or the mowing? I asked him. There was plenty of work for both of us, so I was happy to let him choose. You pick, he said immediately. Zach was a dream employee. He worked like an ox from sun up until supper, and he never complained. I didn't know if he even knew how. I'll mow, I said. But maybe we'll swap after lunch. The new guy will be here. Shit.